From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. In a wide-ranging speech at the White House-sponsored anti-terrorism summit in Washington, U.S. President Barack Obama vowed relentless fight against the Islamic State and other terrorist groups. He rejected the notion that Western nations are waging a war on Muslims.
The world hears a lot about the terrorists who attack Charlie Hebdo in Paris. But the world has to also remember the Paris police officer, a Muslim who died trying to stop them.
Mr. Obama said the world's leaders must help people escape poverty and oppression, which he said are breeding grounds for terrorism. Britain today rejected the idea of sending international military forces to Libya and lifting an arms embargo on the North African nation. Speaking during an official visit to Algeria, British Foreign Minister Philip Hammond called for a political solution to the crisis in Libya. Egypt called for foreign intervention in Libya after Islamic State militants killed 21 Egyptian Christians. New fighting broke out in eastern Ukraine today, and shelling could be heard in parts of the embattled region. Meanwhile, the leaders of Ukraine, Germany, France, and Russia renewed their support for a ceasefire they negotiated a week ago. The Russian government and pro-Russian Ukrainian separatists rejected a proposal from Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko for international peacekeepers to be sent to eastern Ukraine. Britain has called Russia a threat to the Baltic states that are now part of NATO. Britain's Defense Minister Michael Fallon said Thursday, Russia poses a real and present danger to European security. Fallon said tensions between Russia and NATO are warming up and that NATO must be prepared to repel aggression. This is VOA News. Germany today rejected Greece's request for a 6-month extension of its bailout arrangement.
Aber man muss auch sagen, dass dieses Angebot
Sigmar Gabriel, German Vice Chancellor and Economy Minister, said the request was a good start, but that it lacks indications of actions to be taken by Greece. The Greek government says Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras had a constructive phone call with German Chancellor Angela Merkel about his country's financial crisis. Greece asked its Eurozone lenders for an extension of the $300 billion loan program that expires at the end of February, but without pledging to continue continuing the stiff austerity measures imposed in exchange for the loan. Greece has been trying to negotiate changes to the package since Mr. Tsipras took control of the government last month. Afghanistan's Taliban is denying media reports that the group is planning to hold peace talks with U.S. representatives in Qatar as early as Thursday. A spokesman for the Islamist insurgency contacted VOA by phone to say that the media reports are, quoting, fabricated and not true. U.S. officials have not commented on the reports. Nigeria's military says it carried out airstrikes today that struck Boko Haram bases in the northeast and killed a large number of militants. It says the Nigerian Air Force targeted Boko Haram training camps and weapons dumps in the Sambisa Forest and the town of Gwoza, two Boko Haram strongholds. It says that after the strikes, many militants fled. There has been no independent confirmation of the reports. The World Health Organization says efforts to fight the Ebola epidemic in West Africa are being undermined by unsafe burials and the failure to identify dozens of cases. Health officials say suspected Ebola cases must be isolated and tested, and those killed by the disease must be buried by workers wearing special gear. Hollywood is gearing up for the Academy Awards, or Oscars, on Sunday, the highlight of the year for the movie industry. VOA's Mike Sullivan looks at one of the films.
Top contenders at the Oscars include the drama Birdman, with Michael Keaton as a Best Actor nominee, and the film's co-stars Edward Norton and Emma Stone up for supporting Oscars for this tale of a washed-up movie superhero who tries to revive his career on the Broadway stage. Mexican filmmaker Alejandro Iñárritu co-wrote and directed Birdman and is considered a top contender for the Oscar for Best Director. The eyes of the world will be on Hollywood on Sunday when the winners are announced at the Oscar ceremony at the Dolby Theater. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Hollywood.
And from the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.